This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And with us today, the one, the only, the inevitable,
the stunt driver.
Yep. Yeah, the stunt driver. That's a good one, right?
Cousin,
yeah.
The cousin of Evel Knievel here, Awful Knievel himself.
You know, funny, you used that line the other day. I didn't get a chance to tell you,
yeah,
but you
was,
know what?
It was bad then, too.
We sponsored Robbie Knievel.
No kidding.
Yeah, we sponsored his jump over the Grand Canyon. We sponsored his rooftop-to-rooftop jump in Vegas. And we sponsored his over-the-helicopter. He ran my chains and sprockets.
Yeah.
And if you don't think me and my family and our whole company wasn't sweating bullets, please, God, don't let that chain break now.
Yeah, exactly.
And, but yeah, we sponsored Robbie for a good number of years. Great guy and very interesting family, the Knievels, they were.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, on to other things. How's that tram tour doing?
No, wait a minute. The schedule here says Warbirds Extravaganza.
That's tomorrow. That's Saturday.
You know, what the heck? I go through all the trouble to set this book up, and you ignore it.
No, I just can't read.
Best laid plans of
Mice and Men. I can sink any ship.
Today's a big day. F4U Corsair on Warbirds in Review, 10 o'clock. That's going to be well attended. The F4U is the celebration of Corsairs this year. 1 o'clock at Warbirds in Review, T-28 Trojans and L-19s, the Elbirds. And there's a million of them guys here. They're like the mosquitoes here. But I wanted to just make a quick mention because it's the first year they really spread it out. But the Vietnam era portion of Warbirds that they put up over there, it's just a little south of where you sign up for the tri-motor ride. They got a whole area with all the copters. They got one or two 337s, the military equivalent of that. They had a DC-3 parked out there. But the best thing that I saw out there was it's populated by a bunch of NAM vets, and they are congregating. There's a buzz. There's a cool feeling. It's like they got some decent recognition here at Oshkosh, and it felt really good, and they're drawing a crowd. So I'm very happy for the success of that area. So that's a pretty cool thing. Hot today. It's going to be real hot. We believe it or not, we have three or four indoor fans inside the headquarters. We put up one of our members has a farm south of here. He goes, you know what? I got some 3.5-4 foot barn fans. I said, for gosh sake, Mike, bring those suckers. So we got barn fans blasting the people in the outside line. So we're doing everything we can to keep, you know, people comfortable. We're still drawing record crowds. I mean, you know, by 10 or 11, there's 175 people in line. So canopies, we're shading everybody thanks to our sponsors. I can mention Covington and Concord and Tempest and Hartzell, and they ponied up for big canopies to like keep everybody protected from the sun.
And so is it true that if I come over, you'll make sure I get to ride less?
You get what? What did he say? Eddie, do you hear a strange noise on the microphone?
I don't hear it every day. Every day.
What is that?
Vic, I know nothing.
So, yeah, here's another cool thing. So tomorrow's Veterans Day. You know, Friday they do a big rollout. They have the parade. They have this. They have that. But here's another thing I didn't know that they were doing, that our folks were doing. Down in the membership tent, they got about a 400-square-foot tent set up for, and people populating it to answer any questions you have about Warbirds of America. If you have specific questions, or if you're interested in knowing, okay, what's it cost to join, or how do I join? They manage all of that. But here's something they're doing in that same tent that blew me away. They had like a 4x8-foot banner, and it had the insignias of all of our branches of the military service, you know, Army, Air Force, it goes on, Coast Guard, everything. And I was looking at the banner from a distance, and it looked black. And as I got close, I realized it was all signatures.
Oh, wow.
Veteran signatures. So it's like you can call it the Veterans Banner of Honor. And every vet is invited to go there and sign their name. They put their outfit, right? They sign under their branch of service. They put their outfit, their rank. It is, and just to sit there and look at the signatures and just imagine. But it gives you a really cool feeling to realize, man, we got a lot of vets.
We sure do.
But they're going to be starting another banner and another banner, and they're going to ring the walls with all of these banners. It's, you know, it just reminds me of that wall, right? Remember the wall?
Yeah.
We got in Washington, D.C., and in many other cities. This is a little more mobile, a banner, but what a cool idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, so that's fun. We're doing record numbers. Did another record number yesterday, running a lot of rides. Very happy to see the success of this operation. Next year, we're going to do Misters, where we're going to have, you know, how they do it at the theme parks
right. To
keep people cooler. I wish we had it today. But
are you going to actually put those on the tram cars or just at the waiting area?
No, in the waiting area. Okay. Once that tram starts moving, at least you got a little bit of a breeze on you. Yeah. You got shade, so not so bad. But, boy, standing in that line is rough, and we're making it as easy as we can.
Could you use more volunteers?
Yes, we could. We really could. And because when the crowds grow, you need more people to manage the crowds. You know how that goes, and more people to register the participants. And yes, no question about that. We're always interested in people that would be willing to volunteer for our tram tour, for example, our attraction. But there's other facets of Warbirds of America. They got, you know, the ground operations guys that manage how they move all these aircraft in and out for the air shows. Again, you need people to do that. Security people, you need that. You need there's a lot of human moving parts in this Warbirds of America compound, as there is on this whole air venture. Let's face it, they got 3,000, 4,000. How many?
I think it's closer to 5.
It is. It's probably closer to 5. We have 650 in Warbirds and 40-ish in the tram tour. So
wow.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
A lot of moving parts. We're trying something really cool this year. You know, this ride is free. We don't charge a nickel. It's absolutely free. We want people to come and enjoy it. You know, obviously, we don't turn down donations. But I hate to use the D word. I just, you know what? You know, people, you see people walking away from you. So, but what we did do, I went out and I had a novelty company manufacture about 1,000 of these really cool Warbirds of America. I took the logo and we made badges. Right, those buttons and badges about an inch and a half. Nice, not too big and gaudy, not so small you can't tell what it is. And we go, hey, man, buy a button, save a Warbird, throw 5 in the jar and take something for it. So we're trying that angle, and it's been, you know, we're seeing the jars get pretty full by the end of the day.
Well, that's a darn good thing.
It's kind of cool.
Thing.
Yeah, it is cool. And you know what? Every nickel, whether you spend it, whether you buy a button and save a Warbird, or whether you go in a gift shop and blow a $20 bill, all the revenue and the proceeds go to Warbirds of America and supporting our group. So
now, this is kind of getting a little off track. Does Warbirds of America coordinate help between the various owner groups? Like if somebody's looking for an engine or parts, do you guys help coordinate all that?
There is a tremendous infrastructure of cooperation. And the Warbirds of America has all these chapters in all these different cities and parts of the country. We've got one in Chicago and Granite City, Minnesota, wherever you want to be. There's usually a chapter of Warbirds of America. So that, and between them, and they are all like hooked up with some of the big foundations like Fagan Fighters, right, and Tri-City down in Indiana. There's a great network, I would say that. Yes, the answer is yes, quite a network. You need parts and pieces, you're broke down. In fact, if you broke down here, you could probably get help and get something one day overnight and get fixed.
There you go.
Yeah.
So much more than just a publicity.
Oh, no,
group.
A lot more.
Yeah.
A lot
yeah.
more. It's hey, we mean it when we're saying we're going to preserve these airplanes. And then the second part is pass the message on. Pass the message.
Very good.
Sounds like a great thing, Vic. I know that with the B-17 owners and everything, that they have a tremendous support group out there on the internet and everything. And right now, I bet a lot of the operators of B-17s are having kittens and cows because of the problems they're having with these aircraft at this point.
Yeah, you know what? How old are they?
They're like 80 years old.
How about 80?
And they were designed to last 6 months at the most.
I mean, how long does a knee or an ankle last?
About 80 years.
Yeah, hopefully. Thank you. Talk to us about that.
I'm thinking 78.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, finding out, are you?
But yeah, the airplane, same way. Spars, yep. All that. Aileron. Yeah. Everything. Yep.
And you know, the other problem, of course, is involved in maintaining a warbird is spare parts. I mean, back in 1943, you could just walk down to the corner store and get parts. They were being manufactured out the wazoo.
By the tens of thousands, the machines never slept. Yeah. 24/7, just spit out parts, didn't care. They had the raw materials, so what? Make it, make
That's
it,
right.
make it.
Make it, make a lot of them, and make them in a hurry.
Yeah.
All right, again, where do we find you in the tram tours?
Where do you find us? Yeah, just, you know, we got the big Wayfinder towers. They got the ones for the vintage, the home built, right, the experimental. Out at the north end, the last northerly Wayfinder Tower. It's a huge monument, three sides orange, and that's it. That's the heart and center. It's right at the membership center is right at the base of that tower, and Warbirds in Review or Alley is right next to it as well. So you can't miss. And then you look for us. Just look for flags. We got like 20, 25 flags flying 20 feet in the air. All our sponsors, the American flag, of course, in front. Warbirds of America flag. Beautiful flags flapping in the breeze.
Okay, well, that sounds fantastic. Thanks again for joining us, Vic.
Oh, you're pointing to me. I'm Fast Eddie.
This is Digital Dave.
This was EAA Radio. And I don't know.